Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I called in, and by golly, I wasn't able to stay in, so I've dialed back in. You know, it's Halloween week, so maybe that's what this is about, is these kinds of problems. Hello, Tom and Kathy, and we have a guest and a couple. Oh, there was somebody who popped in and out real quick. JD, you know, I apologize that your kids are so clever with your stage names that unfortunately I can't even pronounce them. But anyhow, I tried a couple of times to get in, and the circuits are busy tonight, so there may be a lot of shows going on. I was going to be talking about spirit or soul fragmentation, and Tom is writing a memory that he had. He might be a star child. He's talking about seeing star parents taken aboard a spaceship. That's the new star child theory now, is that there's a lot of people out here being born to parents, and then as they get older, they have psychological, emotional problems. They go to a hypnotherapist, and through regression or prior memories, some of these children are saying that the parents they have are not their own. So, Tom, I'm not saying that's you, but you probably are having a memory that's surfacing for a reason. You might have a UFO activity of some sort or a memory that springs forward. That's really amazing. I love that stuff. I see that we have Frank on the line, and I'll get to you in just a minute, Frank. So hold on. Frank, Tom had come in real early, and he does have a question. And Tom, if you want to call or type it in caps, I don't know what to speak to the star parents issue. But anyhow, what I thought would be fun tonight, it's Halloween week. And Thursday I'm flying to California and Murphy's Hotel, joining up with California Haunts. We're going to be doing hotel and cemetery ghost tours, along with a dinner, and I'm going to give a talk and read from the people, the audience, who's in their home. And I had the TV on today, and by golly, there's sure a lot of spooky movies on, aren't there? And I was reflecting back to one that scared me in the 60s, actually later than that because I didn't see it in the 60s, and it was a house on The Haunting of Hill House. And since then, tonight, I saw in the kind of skipping around channel surfing that there was the return of Haunting of Hill House. And by golly, that really scared me a lot. There was another one long time ago that really scared me. It was something to do with a carousel. Some gal, it was black and white, and I saw it later on. In those days, as with Alfred Hitchcock, it wasn't necessarily what you saw, but what was implied. And nowadays, of course, the gore and the horror is right there on the screen, bloodied and splattered all over all of us in the audience. And I'm kind of wondering, you know, we have a lot of unfortunate and unhappy things going on in the world, and it's so hard to always have a smile and have a good laugh once in a while. Last night, I didn't get to watch it through, but a movie called High Spirits came on. The silliest thing, that of course it must have had, someone on staff who helped write it who knew more of spirit kind than let on in the movie. It was silly, silly, silly. But it was all put in with all the horror movies that are being played at this time of year. It's fun, I think so. And sometimes I get amused by the special effects, not necessarily the scary part. And my son who laughed at me after my divorce, what was that one where the things with the music, little box, and you have to twirl it? And he came to spend the night with me with that movie. And as he watched it, I kept leaving the room. And he says, Mom, you can't do that. And I says, you know, I just don't need it. But now I can see those movies, and it doesn't bother me. Someone's calling in. But anyway, why aren't you in the chat room? We only have 7 tonight so far. We have a small group, a lot of people, maybe some parties. Let me answer this with Frank. And hello, Pisces lady and Mr. JWWH, hello there, and 70s, soul child. Oh, does that mean that you were part of the 60s group? Might be fun. Let me see what Frank's going, see if this is Frank in the 626 area code. Frank, is that you tonight? Frank? Oh, I can't hear you, Frank. Somehow he's lost. Okay, how about area code 540?
Hello?
Well, hello there. And you're
okay,
in the 5.
Yeah,
if it's, you know, it's, oh, the movie The Others. Yes, Kathy, that was a scary one. Where tonight's Halloween, and I've asked the people listening in the chat room, and maybe you can give us a reference to a movie that scared you. Anyway, who am I talking to?
You're talking to Zachary.
You know, is it Zachary?
Yes.
Zachary?
Yes, I have a guy's name.
Well, you know, I love it. Well, you know, there's men out there with a little pitched voice, and I wasn't going to judge it. But, Zachary, what can I do for you tonight?
Oh, did you want to hear my movie reference first and then my question? Or
yes.
Either or?
What's the movie?
All right, well, the scariest movie that I saw was The Exorcism for Emily Rose. That scared the doobies out of me. It really did.
Well, it's funny.
Being all tangled up. Go ahead.
There was an Audrey Rose. Are you talking about the gal who was reincarnated and burned up in the car, or are you talking to Audrey Rose that was on TV just recently?
No. The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Oh, that one. Oh, I hadn't seen that one. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Was that based on a true story?
Yes, it's supposedly based on a true story where it was a controversy whether she was really possessed or if her doctor and her family were negligent and she really had epilepsy.
Oh, boy.
It was weird, but it scared the I don't know what out of me. And I watched it in a house full of people, and I was living with my boyfriend at the time, and I was still scared, and I still had nightmares, and I would make him stay up so I could sleep.
Well, I don't know if I want to see that one if it scared you that bad.
Oh, it did. It did.
Well, you know, as we get older, it takes a lot more to scare me. But when you young people get that scared, I go, whoa, I don't think I'm even going to touch it. Because usually, I remember when I was in the 20s and 30s, it took an awful lot. One of the scariest movies, one of a real horror movie came out, and I guess I don't remember if I saw the movies or not. It was the 1001 Maniacs. And it was a town of kind of tourists when they come through. And I remember thinking, you know, people like that? It was probably one of the first horror movies that I thought, well, is that possible? And, you know, fiction is not as great as what we know in real reality, is it? So, Zachary, it's really amazing. So I'm going to write that one down, Emily Rose, Haunting of Emily Rose. My gosh, Exorcist, rather, of Emily Rose. So tell me, what is your question for me tonight?
Well, like I was referring to, that I had an ex-boyfriend. We broke up last month kind of abruptly, but I have, like, an intuitive feeling that we would eventually get back together, but I don't want, you know, this to bias the reading at all. I really want to know the truth. So I wanted to know if we would get back together later on down the line.
You're going to get back together, but I don't know if you're not going to blow up again. Like, if you get together before Christmas, you know, if couples are meant to be a couple, there's no judgment, there's no arguments. You just accept each other. He's very soft inside towards you. He's also, I don't know that I want to call him a hothead, but he could be easily fired up. And so unless you want to break up again before Christmas, if he comes back, be very nice. At least wait, because I kind of wonder what the underlying problem. So you got to look at each of your lives and kind of see what the problems are because you're bringing them to each other. And so look at that because whatever's going on, you're unhappy about something, he's unhappy about something, may not have anything to do with each other. So I want to caution you on that. It's very possible he'll show up before Christmas, but it's very possible you'll break up again before Christmas.
So you think we would reunite together before Christmas?
I think you're going to reunite. I can't promise a marriage here because I feel like whatever's done wrong is not gone, and it could come back. Okay?
Yeah.
So you
okay,
need to work on what's going on and not allow that to be part of what you two are about.
Yes, I understand totally.
All right, girl. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too. Bye-bye.
Best of luck. Bye-bye. Oh, life, liberty, and the soon of romance. Oh, my gosh. It does rule all of us, doesn't it? Here we have such economic woes in the world, and our heart can still rip us apart. I am watching the... Oops, where's my glasses? Maybe I should put them on. But anyway, Tom, I am reading all of this. Oh, my gosh. What can I say to this? I know the rest of the chat room has seen his journey and what the flashes are. Sometimes I don't know to tell you, hold on, Frank. I don't know to tell people like Frank in the chat room. He's given me a story about his memories Wow. You know, it's just amazing. No, we won't send our children to Earth, and he'll meet them later as an adult. You know, you have a whole book here, Tom. You're one that's not lost for words, that's for sure. You need to journal it or put it in some place where people can get hold of it. Richard Boylan, I know you said you know him. You need to get together and collaborate on something. Okay, so 626 area code. Who am I speaking to?
Yes, this is Frank.
Well, good evening, Frank. Happy Halloween week to you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And happy Halloween week to you, too.
Well, I won't have the trick-or-treaters out here in the middle of the desert. I am the last house. We just have a new house built next door, but at the time, this time we won't have any kids knocking on our door. But I am flying out to come to California, and I think that will be fun. The gal I'm staying with is Char, California Haunts, and Halloween night we're actually, she is, she lives in a subdivision. She's actually opened her house up and having a Halloween party, so I will be part of the festivities. It's kind of fun now that my children have their own children. I don't get to see them all dressed up. But anyhow, Frank, how are you doing? What can I do for you tonight?
Yes, one of my siblings passed over the weekend.
You're kidding. I'm so sorry. Older or younger than you?
Younger.
First name?
Irving.
Irving?
Yes.
Accident? Car accident?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, what do you mean by that? You don't know. How did you find out that he passed?
I found out from my brother, and basically that my sister was trying to get a conservatorship against him. Her name is Nancy, and I was scheduled to go to court and contest it and find out what's been going on. And for one reason or the other, he passed away over the weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Kathy also says her condolences. I know what you've told me before, and I'm really sorry to hear. You know, sometimes it's such a shock. I don't know if it's an illness. I feel like putting my cup in my hands like that. So sometimes that represents an accident or sudden, you know, I don't know if the appendix of Earth, but something sudden. I do feel it was unexpected. I'm trying to see who greeted him, but I'm not being shown anything. So I'm not positive I know why. Irving. The only thing I could think of is some large-bodied woman. So I don't know if you have a grandmother on one side or the other. She was quite large, tiny, large hip, and bigger bosomed. Do you know who I'm speaking of?
Possibly my mother. Her name is Maria.
And she was built like that? Your
yes,
mother died? Okay. She's a spirit person. I am so sorry, Frank. I don't know what to say to you, but I do. Unfortunately, I had to deal with a lady who recently had a daughter who committed suicide. And we talked about not only her recovery, but her getting on with her life, but how cheated she felt with her child. And we tried to address free will. And I do believe there's something limited free will of courting when we are born and when we are meant to pass over. The only thing I can say is that there was a spirit woman there, and she greeted Irving. And I do believe he's being taken care of. And I hope that will help you get through this. Why don't you call me next week and let me know how what happened, okay?
Yes, I'm not even going to go to the wake because or the viewing. I went today to the funeral home, and they would not let me see him.
Wow, I wonder why.
Supposedly it was his wishes, which I doubt that.
I can't address that. I wouldn't know. Not let you see the body. I can't address that. I don't know. You know, sometimes I can be dumbfounded. I'm really one lost for words, but this has got me. This got me, and I'm really sorry with all the trial and the things that are going on. You have a death and of a young person, younger than yourself. I don't have anything else I can say other than it was a planned event, no matter how it happened, because there was a mother or grandmother greeting him. We are not ever alone at the time of our death on the other side. So I do believe that that may be the only way you can have some counsel on this, okay? Sorry, friend.
It's just my sisters knew where he was, and they never told my mother before she passed.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
My sisters, Linda and Nancy, knew where my brother was, And they never told my mother before she passed.
Like I said, I can't address what's happened and why the family's like it is. It's something they're going to have to work out when you all get on the other side. You can all have a just sit down and have a powwow and figure it out how come there's so much neglect of emotionality in this family. Okay?
Yes, I've been praying to have the cords tied, cut off from this family.
You can do that. You can divorce them. There's such a thing, but I don't know what it's called. I hate to do this, CB. You know, I have to let you go, Frey. You can always call me. You can get to my website, everybody, nancymack.com, and get hold of me, and you can talk to me in person. All right? You can have more time, but you have to set up a session. All right, Frank.
Sure.
Sorry. Talk to you later, dear.
Thank you.
Okay. My gosh, what a way to start the evening. Unfortunately, I do have someone who's trying to get through. I told her to call after 9. It may interrupt. Hope it's not cutting me off there. So we have a few questions in here. I'd love to know if you have movies that you have seen. Tom, I'm still reading. I see Dark Nurses, and I look over and see window, and it's raining outside, and then I see my star parents. Whoa. Everybody in the chat room, this is getting a little bit more interesting, isn't it? Okay, then we have someone's daughter, and she says, Nancy, I have a friend named Aaron that is going through a rough time right now. Do you see any hope for his financial, emotional well-being? Thank you. Oh, my gosh. You know, I get this. I have clients every day talking what's going on. He will recover financially, almost like a rabbit jump-starting. So even though this is tough on him, I don't even want you to tell me what is going on. The emotional, he's going to be wounded from this. Whatever has happened, whether he lost his job or what everybody else is going through, the emotional part of him is tired. I don't see death here, but I see emotionality for quite a while. It may take a couple of years for him to completely recover. Talking to somebody who, talking to the neighbor, you know, word of mouth, and this couple was part of the dot-com system, lost everything, relocated, got into a company similar to what my sister, she got laid off. She was some attorney group associated with Lehman Brothers, and she got laid off. And this couple, for the second time in their life, lost all their 401k. I can't even address what's going on with some of this. It's really huge. Sometimes we have to have a good laugh and maybe a holiday. This too shall pass, and this is part of the divine order for the readjustment of everybody. And I'm not a rich woman either. I have to watch what I do. So it's all of us being affected, and there's so many of you are calling me for help. I hope I can help Kay Lady's daughter. He will financially recover, get onto a new job or whatever it is I'm looking at, but it may take a couple of years for him to recover emotionally. Okay. I wonder, can this memory be from when before I was born? Can somebody remember when he was born, Nancy? Actually, Tom, I've had a couple of people who have had hypnotherapy and have actually really remembered and checked with the parents. And I do believe that some of the neurosis, traumas, phobias come from a difficult birth. And when people regress back, they do recover from this. As far as spontaneous memories, I have two ladies who actually do remember being there. I don't know how, because there's no, unless the spirit allows the memory to happen, because you know the infant's brain is not able to manufacture memories at that point. MRJWWH, great. I would love to know what that means. In past lives, can you regress back to your death to the transition area? Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I've been doing past life regression work probably since 92. And the last couple of years, because of my remote area, I haven't done as many, but I've been recertified. And that was very, very common. In fact, a few times I've been regressed back, the realness of it, I wonder if I have time for a story. When I get through a little longer, I'll tell you about Karen and I, memories that are shared by family members and best friends. And you can go through your death to the transition. There's many lives, many masters would be very good. Okay, everybody, I've been thinking too often, too many other movies. There's a wonderful writer out there. He wrote Journeys Through Time, and he talks about the in-between place. In fact, and I'll give a plug, coasttocoastam.com. If you'll look up coasttocoastam.com tonight at 10 o'clock California time, George Norrie is going to interview a woman who does hypnotherapy and brings people between lives. Spirit people tell me that average years before coming back into the body, remember, I don't know how it's done, but I know something's going on and that does happen, is 25 years. Yet, I've talked to people who have gone from a death to an instantly 3-4 seconds later into a birth in a hospital. And that's incredible. One lady came to me, talked to me. Father was dying in one hall, and she was having a baby in the next hall, and she believes her infant son is her father, not grandfather, it was a father. So, wow, you know, she says he's almost identical in mannerisms. He's 8 years old now, I think. And it was absolutely quite amazing. Oh, Beetlejuice, one of my favorite Nightmare on Elm Street. That's Beetlejuice scared you down. I love it. Nightmare on Elm Street, that was really scary. Absolutely. Horror movie Scream. Didn't see it, but I am seeing the... what was this one that was so silly to come out after a farce on the Scream series? That was fun. Okay. And I think someone wrote Shining with Jack Nicholson. That was really scary. Let's see here. The Others was one of my favorite movies because I see it like that. Spirit people have shown me they're living in a house as they knew it. I had an individual come and wanted me to do a clearing of their home, and they had just remodeled. And before, they never noticed the noise, but in the front room that was now opened to the second story, where they had a landing now instead of full floor, there was always noise and people walking around. And the people were still in the house, just like the others, but now there was nothing stopping from the movement of them in the house. Isn't that great? I love these things. Okay. Give me some questions, everybody. You know, I'll never have anything lacking to talk about. As far as movies, I think sometimes Alfred Hitchcock, remember the movie Birds? And then there was a few others where it implied trauma. And sometimes our imagination is as good as anything. And people don't read as much. When I was a younger woman, I read Patricia Cromwell. She was a murder mystery writer and a detective in the series. And she is the one that popularized the doctor who created the bone yard. And my sister, my daughter and her daughter are avid readers of the Patricia Cromwell and all those murder mysteries. Now my granddaughter, who is studying to become a forensic anthropologist, and that is a study of bones found outside. So as she would assist a detective finding bodies. So it was the point of being scared reading where our imaginations could run us wild. And I remember reading many books. Of course, all the horror movies that are out now. I'm trying to think of one, Stephen King's. I think I read The Pet Sematary. Really, your imagination was much better than the movies. Tom says he's never been hypnotized. When I first, before I even got into this, I had a chance for to be hypnotized in a classroom arena, and I didn't know if it was real or not. When I got into this, I still had a hard time embracing the idea that we had prior lives. But I do now know there's something going on. I'm trying to state my opinion without you thinking that it was always easy for me. I now believe we are survivors. We do move from our flesh into spirit land, and it's effortlessly, sometimes shocking to us, sometimes with help. Spirit people can come in. I saw the death of someone in an accident where the spirit people said, you don't need to suffer. It was a woman who was being beaten to death before he raped her. And the sister walked over and reached into the body of that woman being beaten and actually pulled her out, very much like the movie Heaven Can Wait, in which the young man was going through a tunnel and a I think he was running, got hit by a car, and the spirit took, angel came and took him before his body could die, but he wasn't supposed to, and he came back in the back. But I do see that. I know that's possible, and I don't know if Frank is in the room still, but if it was an accident, more likely he was taken from his body before the impact. Kathy, for a special occasion, could you tell me if Tony has a message for me? Actually, a woman is there, Kathy, with you. She says she's a mother figure, and she's shorter, and she's pretty round-bodied. Oh, my gosh, there's that client. I said 9:15, not 8:15. Debbie, if you can hear me, please hang up, okay? There is a woman there who's petite, and she shows me a bosom, but with a high empire form, as though she has a dress on, but her tummy fills it up. She didn't have much of a hiney. She does say she's a mother figure to you. So, Kathy, let me know if I'm talking of your mother or a grandmother. Transition coach, she said, oh, birds was scary. Wasn't that scary? It scared me. Whoa. Anyway, one of my best friends I went to high school with, her name was Karen, and she's the one that had a dream since she was a child in which she's being chased in a hallway by another little girl that she called cousin. And when it was probably very late 90s that I had a past life regression where I was a little girl chasing my cousin in a hallway, much like you would see in the Roman times, whether it was Egypt or who knows where, you know, Crete. And when I told Karen about this wonderful experience, she says, let me tell you the rest of it. And she went on to describe the rest of my past life regression. And she was my best friend in high school, and we are still friends after all these years. And I want to tell the story because someone had mentioned this earlier, of believing in past lives. And because of that one experience alone, I now know there's something going on. Because she'd been having this dream, actually dreaming at night of this little girl chasing her. And she said, you were chasing me from the kitchen because I took your bread. And I don't remember that at all in the past life regression, but I remember other things. So there is something going on. Anyway, her cousin, who was a boy about 11 and 12 years old, was one of the people in the group being chased by the birds in a scene in the coastal city. So every time I think of the birds, movie Birds, I remember Karen and her cousin. Oh, my, how synchronous all this is. Oh, gosh. Spirits don't walk through walls, per se. They only walk through doors that exist in their time when they're living. Absolutely. They probably could walk through walls if there's consciousness and they're aware that the walls are different than how they remember it. But a lot of times, spirit kind tell me that if their heaven is the way and how they lived before, then they will not see how it has been changed. So one of the group's talks I had a few weeks back, here we're talking about Halloween, is, and I'm being real sensitive here, as though you live your life, you live it in harmony with who you are and creating heaven and good thoughts. Because when you pass over, you want a place to go to. Just like in the movie What Dreams May Come, when Robin Williams got killed by a car incident, he went through his mother's, his wife's paintings. Okay, I want to scroll back up here. Kathy, did you get back to me? So who did I describe? Okay. Scary movie. Thank you very much, Tom. That scary movie series, I think there's four of them out now. It's so funny. So funny. What's my scariest movie I'd ever seen? It's a long time ago. I actually saw Vincent Price in the movie The Haunting of Hill House, and it was black and white, and I don't have a copy of it. Actually, that really scared me, and it still, I think of it, it doesn't scare me as much now. I have grown up, but at the time, I remember how awesome it was, because it was, the scary part was not knowing. As far as what scares me now, Oh, I'll have to think about that, Tom. Okay, I'll think a little bit. Clover 73, I like the work Patricia Cromwell did in Jack the Ripper case. Thank you. I'm trying to remember Jack the Ripper case. Which book was that? Kathy says, The Lady in White. The Lady in White, remember, Tom, this is not necessarily the scary one, was one of my favorite movies. It's about a little boy on Halloween Day. Gets locked in the closet by the bullies in the school. And during the night, while he's trapped in the closet, he witnesses a murder. And the murder is of a haunting, of a little girl reliving the last night of her life. If you can rent The Lady in White, absolutely. And Kathy, thank you for reminding me. One movie that kind of got my attention, it did scare me a little. Something Wicked This Way Comes. Jason Robards was in it. Something Wicked This Way Comes. Oh my gosh! Anybody know the rest of that? I may be off a little bit. That was great. It's about a carnival. It comes into town at the turn of the century, about 1920s or 30s, and this boy is talking about how his father beat out the devil that night. And it's something, well, I'm going to have to write it down, not read the screen while I'm talking. Stephen King, Stand By Me is my favorite King movie. Very, very good. You're reading The Book of the Dead? That's heavy duty. I have a couple of copies of that. I get started and I couldn't quite finish it. One of the TV public radio kind of stations, they are covering The Book of the Dead as one of its features. I don't know if it's history or travel. Something Wicked This Way Comes. That's the name of it. If anybody can get hold of that, you will certainly have an interesting evening. Let me go over there to 304 area code. Hello there. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Nancy. It's Linda Pisces.
Oh my gosh. Hello, girl.
How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. Aren't you in what state are you from?
West Virginia.
Well, hello there. Oh, Tom says, yes, The Sixth Sense was really good. And I want to talk about that for a minute when I'm done with Linda. Well, what's going on with you?
First of all, I did want to give you some validation.
Okay.
When I talked to you about when my daughter was going to have the baby, and you said you thought it would be on a Tuesday or a Thursday, and he was born on a Tuesday.
Mm.
Just like you said. So,
everybody's fine?
Everybody's fine. He was 3.5 weeks early, but he still weighed 7 pounds, 9 ounces.
Jeez.
He was not playing around.
Oh, my gosh. I'm glad you had him a little early.
Yeah. She said, oh, my God, Ma. She goes, if I'd have had him when he was due, he'd have probably weighed 2 pounds more. And I just looked at her. And I said,
yeah,
well, honey,
absolutely.
We have
at least
baby.
Another pound.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
So what movie scares you the most?
Believe it or not, do you remember the old Michael Caine, I think it's Angie Dickinson movie, Dressed to Kill?
Oh, okay, audience. Anybody remember that one? Nope, don't remember that one. Oh,
she's
I'm going to have to look it up.
In like a hospital or something, and all these people start getting killed, and it turns out you think it's a woman killing people to the very end, and you find out it's him.
Oh, my word.
A female nurse. I saw that movie when I was like 20 years old, and do you know, for weeks I could not sleep.
Now, that's interesting you would say it like that, because I feel like I remember that I was pretty young when I saw the black and white on TV, Haunting of Hill House.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that impresses us because it stays with us. It's like Birds was also that many years ago, and that also really scares me.
But, you know, I saw The Exorcist when I was young, too, and it did not bother me. But that movie, I guess because it was a story that could happen in real life, I mean, just so...
Well, I think sometimes when we can identify ourselves as a real life situation, absolutely. When I saw The Exorcist for the first time, I laughed through the whole thing. Because all I could visualize was all the cameraman saying, okay, action.
Well,
it was really hard for me to get into it.
Yeah.
So I never got really scared. Even the ones after that, I don't know why, but it was so, not saying that can't happen, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't know what dreams may come. That was a good movie, yes.
This was based on a true story.
You know, I just, whether they did the movie, I just couldn't quite believe it. So that's that, you know?
Yeah. Well, feeling that way when you take a book and turn it into a movie,
mm-hmm.
I think they ruin it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, my dear, I'm going to let you go if I can get back to these others. It's so
okay.
Fun to hear from you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Oh, it is so fun to hear from you, all my friends, my new friends. And do email me, nancy@nancymatz.com, if you have an idea for a show. And if you need some counsel, I know there's a lot of grieving going on. I can do what I can do. If you need me, you know where you can find me, nancymatz.com. I would like to bring up a couple things. I want to say Kathy has replied to my describing the woman, and she says, yes, Nancy, that was either my grandmother or my mother-in-law. The only thing I could say, Kathy, she appears to be petite, small head, thinner shoulder, so the heaviness of the bosom set on the tummy. Maybe that will help you describe who my description there of who it was. Black and white movies actually scare me the most. Okay, Lady in White was filmed in a half hour away from where I lived. I have it on VHS. And a special edition DVD of Lady in White. I've been to Lyons, New York, where it was made. Wonderful. And what I like about it, really, you should get hold of this movie. It was filmed in the fall, so the colors of the surrounding area were absolutely breathtaking of what you would see in Connecticut, New Jersey time of Halloween. So it was very, very great. It was great. Was that a Bradbury novel? Geez, I don't know. Probably should look it up since it's one of my favorites and get a copy of it. I never even thought about getting a copy. Clover, can you tell me if I'll be getting a job soon or money coming my way, please? Oh, you know, the downside with someone like myself is if too many people ask me the same question one after another, I don't want to sound like that I don't know what I'm doing. I think you're going to have to go outside of your area to look. I would say east some distance and south. You may have to drive further and look at things that you've done and be open to everything. Where you feel, I feel you live, there's limited opportunity, at least around you. So you're going to have to stretch your arm and reach out, okay? Okay, here's another movie, The Changeling with George C. Scott. Oh, I don't think I've seen that one either. Very cool. Oh, okay. Kathy then says, Nancy, the woman you were talking about could either be my grandmother or my mother-in-law. They were both short with no butt. Oh, my gosh. no disrespect to the spirit person if they're listening to me. But I do find that they will present to me how they were remembered. And if they both look alike, I'm stumped. I don't know how to give you. Why don't you sit down, just relax, and say grandmother, and then say your mother-in-law's first name, and see which one you kind of get the goosies on the hair, on the arms and the hair stands up, okay? Gremlins scared this one. Jaws. Oh, girl. There's one of realism that can be real, and that scares me. When I saw Jaws, it was with my first husband. I think it was 74, and afterward, I was so shook. And, you know, I was intuitive even that time. It might have been 73, and I remember it was in Sacramento at the Dome Theater, Howe Avenue in Arden, that we saw. I think it was there. Anyway, the audience screamed so much that it made me upset. So Jaws was fantastic. I didn't care for the other ones as much as the first one. And you know, it was the music, wasn't it? I don't want to hum it because I don't carry a tune, but I was really great. Oh, you guys are really coming up with good ones. Okay. Eight-legged freaks. You know, I saw that and I thought it was a lot of fun. I saw by accident, I was visiting somebody and they had it on TV. And, you know, why not? I live in the desert. I had a spider episode last night. And the same spider wouldn't leave me alone. I put it in the trash and it climbed out and climbed on me again. It was as big as my thumb. And we had a couple. I had my husband have to spray today. We grow big, big bugs out here. Tarantulas as big as my hand, my fingers opened up. Just, wow. So why not have giant mutant spiders, but not as big as the eight-legged freaks? If you guys can rent that one, you'd have a good laugh. It was amazing. It was the killer tomatoes. There's another one I saw. And it was funny because this small middle, you know, small country type town, you know, 14 blocks big at all. These great big tomatoes are rolling through town as big as a car. Very, very funny. You want to be surprised and shocked and scared, and said you laughed at the whole movie. Wonderful. Oh, absolutely. Father Malachi Martin. You bet I do. That's courtesy of Coast to Coast AM. I know of his work. Absolutely. I'm a real avid listener. I record every night, virtually every night, Coast to Coast through. I buy equipment through CC Crane, and they do advertise that website on Coast to Coast AM, where I put a 60-minute tape at quarter speed and then listen to it on tape recorder the next day because I can't stay up that late. And I listen to all the shows, and by golly, I do know of his work. Okay, so Lady in White was written by Frank L.A. Law, and then the second L.A., and then the last part was L-O-G-G-I-A. Ernest Scared Stupid. Ernest, of course, that was he has since passed away. Ernest Scared Stupid, there was about four of him that he made, and my favorite of his series is Ernest Saved Christmas. So if you guys really, really want a good laugh, that is the best in the whole world. Spiders and snakes scares Kathy. Spiders, I'm not so scared of them. I've had enough of them jump on you living in the country. Snakes, you would believe it or not, we haven't had any problem with snakes out here. And it could be because we have coyotes that run around all night long. Okay. You wouldn't want to live in the desert where I am because that's all we have. So Clover 73, where do you live? I live in a town next door to Tombstone, Arizona. We're at 4,500-foot elevation. Transition coach. Transition, do me a favor. Just give me an idea what state you're in. If you're in the southwest quadrant of that state, okay, I'm good at directionals, and I can do that for you. My feeling is I'd be like to know a little east and then a little north, but I'd like to know what state you're in, okay? There's seven Ernest movies. I don't know for sure. I know that at least four of them. There's one from Africa. The Halloween one. That might be the Ernest Scared Straight. That was very, very funny. The Halloween one. And then the military one, I think. I can't remember the rest of them. Ernest Goes to Camp. Mm-hmm. And Ernest Goes to Africa. That was very, very funny. Clover 73, Southern California. Oh, boy, Clover 73. Oh, you do live in the desert, Palm Springs direction. Transition coach, you are in Phoenix. Wow, what's, do you want to go to New Mexico? Northern New Mexico? I thought you would go, Flagstaff. Sedona is east and north of you. Oh, girlfriend, you're going to have to call and tell me where you are in Phoenix. That's about a three-hour drive for me to visit. Transition coach, east and north, okay. Okay, so does that mean Flagstaff or Sedona? Is that where you want to go? And Clover 73, more north towards Vegas. Oh, I know where you are. When I travel to California, I go through Quartzsite, but I've also gone through Barstow, that area. Yes, you are in the desert. When I think of the desert, people think of the desert with me. They think I live in a cactus area. I virtually have no cactus here. We have what we call the manzanita-looking bush. And they're about 5 feet tall, and I have a view of a valley, and it's carpeted, carpeted with these bushes. And, of course, in wintertime, they do lose the leaves, and then it looks like very, very dry-looking. Friends and coach, more like Colorado or North Carolina. I would say Colorado, girl. I wouldn't go far. I don't get you as far as North Carolina, but I do feel that the north part of North Carolina, there'll be some activity for you. Oh, Tom, I haven't seen the one where Ernest is part of a basketball team where he has magic sneakers. That's funny. Transition coach, you want to go to Kentucky? That's really east. I didn't feel it was as far. I felt it was closer New Mexico or Colorado or Flagstaff. Okay. 30 minutes south of Barstow. All right, Clover, I know where you are. This is really fun. Paisley, Ernest boards a spaceship. How do I get the titles of these? If you can write them in or email at nancy@nancymats.com. Ernest the Pirate. Oh, it did not get completed because he died during the filming. Oh, geez. Okay, kids, that is really fun. We have a caller, 804 area code. I got so involved with that chat room. Who's 804 area code? Who's this?
Hello, this is from Virginia.
You're a Virginia gal. What's your first name?
Barbara.
Barbara? Well, hello, Barbara. How can I help you tonight?
Oh, I was just listening to you talking about the shows. No, did you ever see The Haunting, the original one, the black and white one?
Is that the one I'm speaking of with Vincent Price?
No, this one,
oh.
I can't. It's a British film.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And it was made back in the 60s.
Okay, there's a good one, guys.
And if you have never seen it, it usually comes on around Halloween time, but if you never see it, you need to go to the video store and rent it. It's one of the few I consider to be classics and one of the scariest movies I've seen.
Oh, my word. You just reminded me of a ghost movie that was scary because it drew you in, and it's called The Haunted. And it's about a boy, and I'll remind everybody here because I can't remember exactly that's the name of it. And Barbara, let me just take a minute here. It's about a man as a boy, and he lives on an estate in England, and his sister drowns, and he moves away. And later, as he's professor at Cambridge, I believe, he gets a notice that there's a haunting going on at an estate, and he goes to investigate it, and ends up being the home where he lived. And if anybody can get hold of that, please do so. It's great. Oh, boy. We just come up with all kinds of good ones. It's called The Haunted. So, Barbara,
yeah.
What can I do for you? Pardon me?
I don't know if you ever heard of it, the Hill House.
Oh, yes.
Remember Hill House, the black and white one?
Yes,
this
I've heard of it.
Here, the Haunting is based on Hill House.
No kidding.
That's really good. Well, what I was calling about, you do reincarnations and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've always felt that I have been reincarnated.
Oh. Go ahead.
That I have lived before in St. Louis. Because when I went to years ago, I felt like I had come home, and I had never been there. And I was just curious if you can tell if I have been.
All right, I want you to look at a map of that area. And if it's St. Louis, as in the city, you were part of the northeast quadrant. So when you went to that city, whatever city you went to, if you remember, get a map out. If you were part of the state of the city of St. Louis, it'd be the upper right quadrant. I do see you as a man. And you were a man that had dark clothes on, and you had something to do with shipping. you were a sailor, or you had something to do with water and boats.
Okay, because I know the focal point for me is the arch, the gateway.
I've never been there, so I don't know. Is the gateway over a waterway?
It's right at the waterfront.
Okay, remember I said that? You were a sailor.
Yeah.
And you were a man, and you worked on the boats, and you had a good life. You were healthy, husky. There was nothing wrong. I don't know if I'm looking, but I want you to do some history for me. The man's outfit is dark, very dark. I don't know if I'm looking at World War One or Two, but he has a dark shirt on and dark pants. Makes me think World War Two. The bell-bottom look.
Okay.
Okay. But remember, I said something with shipping, water, waterways, and then you bring up that. So I do believe you are really getting it. For the audience that's looking, listening here, transition coach, you were part of the real world. That's not who I'm talking to, right? You're not, Bobby. You're not the transition coach, correct?
Right.
Okay. Someone's saying they were World War II. Let's see, May 19th of this year, I had a gal on, her name is Amy, and she has a child who's just now probably 5. When he was around 2 years old, he started having a lot of nightmares, couldn't sleep at night, and even before he could talk, he was babbling over and over and over the same stuff. When he started talking, he then started telling of a past life. And if you go back to May 19th, and listen to the show, she's on talking about the past life intrusion. What you have, Barbara, is past life memory. And I think sometimes it's very comforting. And a lot of times I'll pick up, remember I confirmed what you were telling me. You could have been any kind of person there. Just because there's waterways. No, I came up with something right there in the archway over water. I want to share something, Barbara. This was a really good life. This is good memories. And so when you said you felt like you had come home, this is a positive past life that you're getting good feelings from. And this will not stop because I feel like from this point on, that man, though you're a woman, those good feelings are going to be part of your life. I'm not saying you're under a star. Nothing can ever go wrong again, especially all the turbulent things going on. But I have a really good feeling. Go back there if you have a chance. I don't know how far away it is for you to have to take. Probably good 1-2 days of driving for you, but I feel like if you can go back and rejuvenate once in a while, that's where your core is.
When I was up there, I lived up there for about 7 months, and I had an out-of-body experience.
Oh, my word.
And it scared me because I wasn't sure what was happening, because you could feel yourself being pulled out of your body.
Yeah.
And it scared me, and I said, no. And you could feel yourself being jerked back in. And this happened to me several times. And I had a friend at the time, she's dead now, but I talked to her because she was a psychic. And she said if you had relaxed and went with it, she said you would have had your answers. I don't know. It's a weird feeling because when I went through there, the very first time I ever went there, I felt like I had come home.
Yeah.
And when I was moving away from there, the pull of it was so strong, it actually scared me. I was afraid to turn the car around and go back. I don't know what would have happened, but I've never felt that pull that I just wanted to keep the car turning around and going back to St. Louis instead of coming back home to Virginia.
Wow.
Now, I've been there several times, but the pull was so strong, it really did scare me. And I've never had that feeling with any other place I've ever been to. But it's like I can go there and I can put my hand on the arch, and it's like you feel an energy there.
Well, this is amazing. Great.
It's a weird feeling, and it's hard for people that, you know, if they never experienced it, they wouldn't know, they would not believe you. But to be in some town that you've lived in for 7 months, and when you go to move away from it, the pull is so strong that it just terrifies you because you don't know if you turn that car around, what's going to happen. Does that make sense?
does to me. I deal with this all the time. I don't have an answer for you. Probably if you could go back and maybe that feeling of completion could be done for you. But remember I said this is a good life. This is not a bad life you had there. He was a very happy person. You know, I hate to say goodbye. You're so interesting, Barbara. Keep in touch with me.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
I think you're wonderful. Thank you for calling.
Thank
you. All right,
you.
Girl, bye. Well, we have 3 minutes left. Next weekend I'll be in California, so Monday night I'll be able to talk to you and tell you how the ghost busting went. We're going to go through some hotels with californiahaunts.org, Char, and oh my gosh, we're down to 2 minutes, girl. I don't know if I can say too much who your guys are, what to pass along to you. Anyway, there were some really good shows mentioned. Saw, I haven't seen any of the Saw movies. I don't think I could. I don't know that I want to see Scream, the original. Halloween would be too hard for me. You know, some of this is just too gory. I kind of comprehend the idea of this kind of violence. Toxic Avenger, I don't know about that one. Boy, you've come up with a lot of good movies. This is Halloween week. This is when we should have fun playing with these kinds of movies. I would like to bring up, I did see The Sixth Sense. That's great. But I wanted to mention, I normally do not see people carrying their wounds of death. Spirit people do not show me how they died. They may let me feel it or the limp from a wound. I felt pressure in my chest. I felt headaches or death coming on, but I don't see violence. I want to, hi, Karen. Listen, I want to share with everybody, November 6th, I'm going to do another talk show with my sister. Look up psychicsisterstalk.com or go to psychic-sisters-talk. You will love her. She has a law and government economic background, and she's very intuitive. Thank you. Great show. Hello, Karen. I got to let you go. We're going to be off. I want to play my little commercial made for me by Lisa at KSDK in Sacramento for
Okay,
all right, everybody.
I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, we seem to have a few seconds left. I wanted to share with you. There's a lot of serious ghosts out there, yes. There's a lot of humorous ghosts. If you could see high spirits, it was a very fun. We have so much seriousness in our lives. Please, everybody, take care and try to bring a little humor into your life and those around you. With all the tragedy that's going on in people's lives right now, if you're metaphysical and you have a greater understanding of the universe, share with them the divine order of the universe, and things will turn around, always will and always have been, and it will continue to do so. And I love you all. Thank you so much for coming. All right. Good night, everybody. 3, 2, 1.